Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. You want to read, you want to listen, you want to watch. Whatever multimedia format you prefer, we have it all there that will allow you to. We don't have subliminal yet. We're working on that. So we just kind of telepathically zip it, zoom it in, like bumping Galaxy S4s, right? We don't have that yet. We're working on that. So, but otherwise, you can read, listen, or watch, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. I hope you'll do that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon. It's all free. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, like clockwork. In middle afternoon, you'll get it in your email, and it'll tell you about my current article, and give you the show schedule for the coming week. A new video, et cetera, the new survey question that we ask every week, that'll be on there. And so check it out, and don't forget to take the poll question when you get to the website. You can do it right there if you want to. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, I want to talk some more with you about your role as a CEO. And I know you hear me talk about this a lot, but I just can't emphasize this enough. You can't think about this too much. There's nothing that you're going through. If you're having a tough time, if you're a small, teeny tiny company and you're trying to grow, you don't have enough people to do the job, you've got too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on, whether you're in that category or you're rocking and rolling off the charts on the other way. I've been both of those places and everywhere in between. And I will tell you this, in every single stage, in every single case, in every single scenario, someone in your organization has to play the role of the CEO, the chief executive officer. And the chief executive officer's job is to look where the company is, identify where the company is, look where it's going relative to where it needs to go. First, you have to decide, okay, here, where are we? Where are we headed? Is that the right place for us to be headed? Or have we veered off into a direction that's not going to be good for us? Now, folks, if you don't get your head out of the trenches, if you don't stop managing for some reasonable period of time to put yourself into the CEO role, into the executive role, if you don't do that, your company will veer on its own. Have you ever been driving and you looked away for whatever reason and you had, as far as you knew, you were still driving straight down the road. And when you looked up, you actually were headed for a tree or a telephone pole. But in your mind, You hadn't changed anything. You hadn't, the steering wheel hadn't changed. You didn't think, you thought you were locked in steady in the middle of the road, right? And yet, when you raised up and looked at the road, you actually had veered a little bit and you were about to get into real trouble. Your business does the same thing. If somebody doesn't have hands on the steering wheel of your business at 10 and 2, making sure that it stays in the direction that you want it to go in, that you need it to go in. If you don't have that, then your business will not drive itself. Let me put it this way. If your business drives itself in the right direction and all things turn out well, then it was just dumb luck, with emphasis on the dumb. And I don't think I want to – I don't think I want my future to be determined by something called dumb luck. And I'll tell you why. Number one, I don't like being dumb. Number two, I'm really not that lucky. Are you? I have a lot of blessings in my life, but my luck's not that great. I'm not necessarily a lucky person. I'm not counting on luck. I'd rather count on something that I should be able to have a little more control over, which is the direction of my company. And all it takes is you saying, yes, I'm the owner. Yes, sometimes I have to wait on the counter. Yes, sometimes I have to call a customer and collect the money. Yes, I have to take the call from the bank when there's not enough money. Yes, I'm the one that has to deal with vendors, best two falls out of three with vendors. Yes, I'm the person who has to deal with a difficult customer, an employee. Those are all management things. But then you got to say, yeah, okay, but I have also got to find a time, a Saturday or a night or a week or sometime, periodically, I've got to find the time to be the executive of my company who establishes where we are, where are we going, and is that a good direction? Is the company still in the direction that I previously wanted it to be set on? And have things changed and I need a new direction? Has the company veered off and I need to get it back on track? What do I need to do? This is with regard to customer profile, with regard to products sold, with regard to research and development, with regard to employee profile. Have I got the right people? Am I in the right location? Is my capitalization strategy right for the way I need to go? All those things, folks, takes an executive to do that. That's not the job of the manager. It's not your manager's role to do that. It's your role as the executive to do that. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasting again. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.